How you doing, everybody? It seems okay out there?
Yeah, everything seems cool. Good work. Focus on a lot of fundamentals today in the work walkthrough, so everything's cool.
Hey, Jalen, what do you start with when you're making this move, the defensive tackle?
Just focusing on the fundamentals. I played a little bit in college. Played for like a couple games, so just try to remember the stuff I learned from then, and then just pick up all the new things that coaches are teaching me.
Did you anticipate this, that this would be where your NFL spot would be?
Not until, you know, they bring it to me during the draft process, but I'm up for the challenge, and I got the great, you know, I just coach to actually teach me what to do, so I'm up for the challenge, and whatever the coach tells me to do, I'm going to do it. That it kind of was better because Thursday, Friday, I thought I was going to go Friday, but I ended up not going. So Friday night was, you know, was a hard night. And then, you know, I was the whole second and fourth round, and we were just finally relieved, and everything I worked for and everything my parents sacrificed, you know, it paid off. So it was just a good moment for my family.
Is there a target weight that they want you to get up to?
Probably. It's like at a time, so right now I'm like 285, so try to get up to like 290. They'll probably play at that weight for a little bit, but 290 probably the weight they want me at.
How much did you know about the Vikings defense coming in?
Not a whole much, a whole lot. I knew about, you know, Griffin, Joseph, all the guys, Barr, linebacker, so they kind of household names, but so I knew about them, but I didn't know the fan base was so big until, you know, I actually got picked, and it's a great fan, and I can't wait to play for him.
Do you have any friends on the team already, or any guys?
Pat Elfline, we went to Ohio State together. We won a lot of games together, so that's probably one guy I know on the team.
Just what about your skill set gives you the confidence in making the switch?
Really just I'm coachable. I think I have nothing to do with skill, just I'm coachable and I'm willing to do what I do to play any position that, you know, the coach has to play. So that's probably the main thing. Oh, Pat? Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, he you know, he was a Remington Award, so he got me a couple of times, but I got mine too. So Pat definitely helped me become a player I became, especially going inside. So going against guys like him in practice every day definitely helped me get here.
How much did the competition on the Ohio State defensive line just kind of mold you and get you ready for the competition?
Yeah, it just keep you on your A game. You know, we had guys, Sam Hubbard, Taquan Lewis, Nick. So we always had to push each other, and we always try to have to find a spot and find a way to contribute. So coming to the NFL is the same way, so I got to compete and learn from the older guys and take coaching as best as I can.
Jalen, we hopped in late. I mean, how good of a situation is this for you? Why does Minnesota fit your skill set so well?
Oh, it's a perfect situation, man. Coming to it. A good group of guys in the D-line room, good older guys, and I can learn how to be a better football player and then also how to handle, you know, everything that comes with being an NFL football player. So that's a great fit. And then play three technique, just backing up for whatever it is. I got a good coach, so I can try to contribute any way I can.
As you woke up Saturday morning, was there hope that, hey, I hope that Minnesota thinks about picking me?
Yeah, when I seen they had the second pick, I did. When Panthers went, they went tight end, I guess, and then I seen the Vikings was next. I definitely was hoping that because I had a good relationship with Coach Patterson. I know there's a great defense and great fan base.
Fans that don't know Jalen, what do you feel about your game? What do you bring with your game that the fans might not know that you would tell them to?
Intensity. I like to smile. I try to have fun with it. Fans that don't know me, I'm going to go as hard as I can. I'm going to hit the quarterback and laugh after it. So I just try to have fun with everything I do.
Do you always laugh after you hit the quarterback?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
How much three technique did you play at Ohio State?
I played a lot. For three games, I had to play it full time on first and second down. But every third down, I was in three technique at Ohio State.
So the move there, here, is not much of a hurdle in your mind?
It's not much of a hurdle. Like I said, I only had like three games at it full time, and now I'm here full time here at Minnesota. So it's kind of a little hurdle, but I got a great coaching staff. I know the guys that's already here have definitely helped me transition.
Do you know anybody? Do you have former teammates in the league that tell you what to expect when you go from being a rookie to being a pro?
Yeah, just to be a technician and then listen to the older guys and be on time and just to don't be a distraction. So that's what I'm coming to do my be a distraction and do my job as best as I can.